Behind the Herald Headlines with Darren Mann.
Big news on the political front in Nelson Mandela Bay. Mayor Gary Van Niekerk resigns, takes up the role of deputy mayor, while deputy mayor Babalwa Lubishe swaps with Van Niekerk and is now in the role of new mayor of the city. To unpack what this means for residents and for the local political climate, analyst Ngoma Ntinka joining us now on Behind the Herald Headlines with Darren Mann. Ngoma, thanks for joining us. What do you make of this? Cosmetic changes or meaningful changes?
It's an interesting one. It looks like a game of musical chairs to me. It's in line with what seems to be a national process in terms of which the ANC is taking those municipalities in which it was a leading party in a coalition but didn't take the mayorship. So that's one of the things that's happened here. But we know that it's a culmination of a process that was not unidirectional, that was not envisaged to be where it is. For some time, there's been moves to get Gary Van Niekerk off the mayoral office. And in fact, at the beginning, it seemed like it was going to be a firing. If I'm looking at maybe about 6, 7 months or even 8 months ago, but they've been able to do a transition rather than a toppling that results in him being kicked out is an interesting thing, because it looks like there's a consolidation taking place rather than a disintegration. Also, we know that there were conversations taking place between the ANC and the Democratic Alliance, according to rumors. And I think that I heard yesterday in the councillor breakfast from the DA saying that they did make an offer to the ANC for them to go into a coalition, and that offer still stands, notwithstanding the latest developments. I think that within the ANC there have been some disagreements about to what extent that should be given expression locally as it is nationally. There were some that were for it, there were some that were against it, and it looks like what's prevailed at the moment is retaining the current coalition, and it seems that there may be additions in terms of the mayoral posts, but I doubt that those include the Democratic Alliance.
Residents can't really expect too much change then, reading between the lines. It's going to be business as usual, as it has been since Van Niekerk took over.
I think we must jettison the idea that there's a messianic political figure who's going to come and deliver to us the promised land. We need to recognize what seeds are there in the municipality and find how can we work together to ensure that those germinate and lead us into, even if it's close to what this municipality used to be, or in fact, imagining a new future. Then if you remember, in the mid-2000s, this was among the cleanest municipalities. At any given national competition, it would be between number one and number two and number three, and number three would be worst. Otherwise, it used to be between number one and number two. We had blue flag beaches. We had good infrastructure projects. We were acknowledged for being able to deliver, you know, housing. So if you look at where it is at the moment, it's depressing. But we have acting municipal manager George, who's shown some significant intentionality to restore things. If some of the lights that are coming back after having been switched off for a long time are anything to go by, and some of his own, you know, messaging, speaking to stakeholders. We also have the seeds of the business chamber that's engaging with the municipality. We shouldn't take the foot off the accelerator when it comes to that. And we must find ways in which us as the greater society get closer to the municipality, hold it accountable, but beyond holding it accountable, finding ways in which we could collaborate in different ways to make the municipality work. We are not going to have a politician that comes or a political change that comes and makes things better without these three legs, the administration, the community, and the political, working together.
Councillor Lubishe takes over at a difficult time for the Metro. We're dealing with the flooding disaster of the last week.
Yeah, I'm quite happy that she has committed herself to prioritizing that disaster. We know it's affected a lot of people in Kareha, among other places. And if the rumor is to be believed, she's just roped in somebody who is a specialist on disaster management efforts, so into her office. So that, to me, bodes well. But again, it's just, you know, starting the process. We do need to work together. I hope also that the relationship between the DA and the ANC as the major parties is going to continue to be mutually, you know, reinforcing in terms of what needs to be done in the city. I quite liked what Councillor Breakfast was saying, in the sense that he was saying that even we are supportive of any measures to establish stability, because anyway, we didn't want Gary Fanikas as mayor. This is what he was saying. I hope that they find more ways to work together, even if they sit on opposite ends, one being in a coalition that's governing and another being in opposition benches.
You mentioned stability. That's something that residents in the city haven't had for the past few years. Councillor Lobisha, I think, will be our fourth mayor since the 2021 local government elections.
Yes. That's unfortunately what happens in coalition environments. And that's something we have to continue to live with. I think what we need to guard against, and jealously so, is a tendency to do things in bad faith in the municipality. We must get the municipality accountable when it comes to procurement, when it comes to budgeting and budget allocations, as well as capacity to spend on infrastructure projects, because those are the catalyzing initiatives that get construction going. When construction is going, we know a lot more people get employed. The inconvenient youth that is busy engaged in violent crimes, once they've got alternatives in terms of how to earn income, I think that will be better. So we need this municipality to be focused. You know, Darren, the big problem is we are so unfocused that I don't know when last we heard about the municipality pushing Transnet to relocate the manganese works,
yes,
as well as the tank, to allow for a beachfront development. Can you imagine if we started the work for a beachfront development here, how long the construction would be, how many jobs would be created, and how it would change the tourism attractiveness of Nelson Mandela Bay? But when you are fighting, you cannot look at those things.
I think that is a huge, huge point that most residents would agree with you. We've been hearing for, I might be exaggerating here, but for 7 to 10 years about the ore dumps being moved. Nothing's happened. That much vaunted beachfront development also hasn't got out of the starting blocks yet, as you say. Just a final question for you, Ungama. If you were able to have an audience with the new mayor today, and you were to speak to her directly and offer her advice on what you would like to see her do for the city, what advice would you give?
I'm going to try and do it and have it. You know, the Center for Governance and Leadership at the university, named after Umre, was meant to do precisely that, to get us as the university getting closer to the administration at a local and provincial, as well as national levels, to try and improve standards. So my messaging would be, one, let's get credible procurement going and get the hands of politicians off controls of budgets and project. It's understandable. Politicians should control budgets because it's them who are, you know, elected by the people. So they should be able to say, we want projects there. But when it comes to the execution, there shouldn't be political meddling in processes of, you know, tendering, among other things. And then the second thing would be focus on game-changing initiatives of the city. Then it's not been 7 years or 10. It's been close to 20 now since we've been wanting to get a beachfront development in this city. Since Transnet has been promising and then shifting the goalposts, we cannot engage stakeholders like them if we are in tatters. So we need to ensure that the city politically can sing with one voice in engaging national for projects to be allocated here, but also, you know, transparent enough to present a credible, you know, a proposition to funding agencies to help us to get off this socio-economic problem that we have.
That was today's edition of Behind the Herald Headlines with Darren Mann.